Medicine. Brain cancer treatment shows promise. Mahidol University researchers are pressing ahead with a plan to study a new drug delivery system, which they hope can effectively treat brain cancer patients and reduce medical costs. Speaking at a press conference to disclose the results of phase one of the experimental new system, which used animal testing, Norised Nasongkar, a scientist at Mahidol University's Faculty of Biomedical Engineering, said lab tests showed positive results. Mr. Norised said the new drug delivery system had been synthesized from quote-unquote PLEX copolymers, or PLECS copolymers, an innovative nanotechnology material and a biopolymer. The biopolymer is singled out as a hopeful material for scientists and medical doctors to deliver chemotherapy drugs directly to the tumor without affecting the surrounding area, Mr. Norris said. As a result, patients could experience side effects that are less severe compared to injecting drugs. During the lab test, he said the researchers had injected a chemotherapy drug called SN38 directly into brain tumors in test rats. The gel-like biopolymer would then directly release the chemotherapy into the tumor without affecting the surrounding area. The positive results from the lab test led researchers to believe the new drug delivery method would be able to help effectively treat brain cancer patients, he said. The complexity of the brain system and limitations of general drug delivery systems, such as injecting drugs, made the survival rate of brain cancer patients, particularly among children, as low as 30%, he said. Mr. Norised said the existing treatment of using a wafer-like pad to cover the tumor area after a brain operation has disadvantages. The method costs more than 1 million baht, but the product was quickly disposable and could cause brain swelling, also known as cerebral edema, as a side effect, he said. The scientists believed this innovative technological concept, if successful, would enable Thai doctors to treat a brain tumor on the spot by using high doses of chemotherapy without concern over side effects such as kidney failure, liver, and ulcer infections. Also, it could help reduce the cost of treatment, which can reach as much as 200,000 baht, he said. Suradet Hongin, a pediatrician of Ramathibodi Hospital's Faculty of Medicine at the same university, said further trials on humans are planned over the next 2 years. Of the estimated 1,000 to 1,500 children aged 1 to 15 diagnosed with cancer each year, 20% were found to have brain cancer.